Here's the thing, earthquakes in Matthew 24, people say, well, you know, God's the one who does the earthquakes. So how can you not say that the tribulation is not from God if we see earthquakes taking place? Well, Mark is the one who pointed out, he said, hey, earthquakes are basically a result of shifting plates, you know, the plate tectonics, in other words, right? Well, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and open her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. So we can say, and we know, look, the hell is in the center of the earth. Amen. Right? This is what the Bible teaches us. So the more people that go to hell, the more it has to enlarge itself, the more those plate tectonics move, the more earthquakes you're going to experience. Right? And in fact, Isaiah 14:9 says, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Now, why is it that there's earthquakes in the end times? Because why is it that there's earthquakes in diverse places during this time? Well, because the pale horse, who is death, is being followed by hell. So people are dying on a massive scale, and the vast majority of the people that are dying are going to hell. This is why there's earthquakes in diverse places, because hell is enlarging itself to receive these people. It's a scary thought. But this is telling us here that people are dying in substantial numbers, and this is why this is taking place.